All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Thursday on The Usual Suspects. We're blowing and going early. Barry, Nick, Joel, here in studio. Lungs being coughed up. Everybody ready to go? How's everybody doing today?
Dude, I am in such a good mood because of this weather.
It's fantastic.
I don't care how grumpy you are. As soon as you walk outside, you feel better.
No doubt.
I still hate your face. I'm in a bad
mood. And I like that.
Oh, look at that.
I pulled my
headphones out, and I couldn't hear your stupid-ass comment.
I can tell you this, though. I mean, literally, I opened the door at 6:45 this morning to let the dogs out, and I went,
who?
Normally, I let the dogs. Yeah, thank you. All right. No, I was actually supposed to.
I'll see myself
out. Yeah, you were actually supposed to bark, dad joke. And you could have donged him, by the way.
That was really quick.
But I opened the door, and normally I just let him outside, and I shut the door, and I go back in. I was like, whoa, wait a minute. That feels pretty good out here. I might stay out here for a second. God, the breeze, 60s, was fantastic.
I'm hoping it lasts through December. It's great.
Remember when you were bitching for heat?
Were you bitching for heat? I don't remember.
He doesn't like the cold.
If it's like 50s or 40s, yeah, I'm not talking about 40-degree weather.
You're like a girl.
I don't give a damn. I hate 40-degree weather.
If you had cowboy boots
cold
and
a rain,
you could go to sporting events.
Do not. I can't stand cold and rain.
That's the Egyptian in you. You're like, nope, I need this desert heat.
Yeah. Bring it back out. Where's the Sahara?
That's what my wife. I'm like, you are such a Hispanic. Because she's like, it's cold. I'm like, it's 73. How is it cold?
Nick Berry's the same way. Why do you think he's going to the beach next week?
What?
Jansen Beach.
Oh. I hate you. Jerk. By the way, can we talk about that for a minute?
Sure.
So I was looking for a place to stay.
Well, fill the listeners in. You're going to Portland.
I'm going to Portland next week. I'll be there Wednesday night through Monday night. And so I'm up there at Harvey's in Portland doing a gig. And I've got to get... So they gave me a place to stay. And I was all excited about it because it was... a pretty decently rated hotel on, quote, the beach. And then I told you it was on Jansen Beach.
And I started laughing.
And then you poo-pooed all over that. Because it would be the equivalent of, like, I don't know. What would it be the equivalent? Like, oh.
The I'm Tanger on the water. Outlets off 290.
Yeah. So, and there's a trailer park literally behind the hotel.
It's in name only a beach.
And it's so far from the club. That's my problem with it. I would probably stay there because I've stayed at worse. Trust me. I've stayed at worse hotels.
Let me clarify, okay? Because the minute you said it, I started to chuckle. But then during a break.
No, you laughed.
I did.
Vigorously.
Because I was like, because I'm sitting here putting two and two together going, beach, Portland. No idea what he's talking about. And when you said it, I got a chuckle, but that was one of those things. I can't just have a chuckle by myself. So during a break, I called my best friend who lives there, and I set him up for the same thing. Hey, my partner's coming to Portland to do comedy. He's staying at the beach. He's like, beach? What the hell are you talking about? And all I had to say was Jansen Beach, and he lost it. And Barry's sitting there having to listen to this, and I'm like,
I hate you guys
so
much. Oh,
my God. The Super Target and the freaking outlet malls are going to have suntan lotion. And
so it's crazy because where they have me staying, and I asked the lady, I was like, so do you guys have like a shuttle to the club? Because that's a long ways away.
Yep.
And she was like, no, people usually get a car. I'm a feature act. I'm not getting a car. I'm not balling like a headliner yet. No.
You get Uber.
Uber gets expensive. Uber gets expensive.
I told you in Portland, they got Uber those free rides, bikes. Like, you just get a free bike and just start trekking.
No. But like Uber sometimes can be upwards of $30 for a ride one way. And now I might as well go rent a car if I'm going to spend, just to get to the club, if I'm going to spend $60, I might as well go rent a car. So she said, look, if you don't want to stay at this place, we'll give you a per diem. So she's giving me the per diem, and I started looking at hotels. Not much better because, you know, they're balling on a budget, so they ain't giving me a big allowance, which is nice of them. No other club has ever given me a per diem for a hotel. It's either you stay at our hotel or you're on your own.
We've talked about it because I've asked you that.
It's very nice of them. So I started looking around. Well, then I got off into, I was like, okay, I don't, I would go to like Hotwire and you can put plug in where you want to stay. And I was like, all right, here's my budget. And then it would show you. And then it'll tell you, well, it's not, you, we're not going to tell you what place it is, but it's one of these four. And everyone that I looked at was like, I don't want to, no, I don't. It's not a, so I was like, let me look at Airbnb. I've never stayed with an Airbnb. Have you guys ever used it?
No, everybody keeps telling me to.
Well, I had a bad experience simply as a casual observer. When I lived in Midtown in a townhouse, the people across the street from me in their townhouse, they did it. And you know how townhouses are. They're on top of each other, right?
Yeah.
So the people that, there was like three or four people that were renting it out, and they went to Midtown and got hammered. And I was walking my dog at like 1 a.m, and I see these guys climbing over the fence across the street and climbing up the balcony, trying to get to grab onto the second story balcony. And I'm like, oh my God, what's going on? So I called my buddy who lives across the street. He and his wife live across the street. And I was like, dude, someone's trying to break into your house. He grabbed his gun and he went to his sliding glass doors and looked at his porch, and he could see the fingers coming up. And he's lucky he didn't shoot him. They forgot the keys to the place. So they decided, and they were climbing up the wrong balcony. And I was like, I'm never doing that BRB.
But see, I'm not going to go out and get drunk and do that. And I'm certainly not letting anyone stay at my house.
That was Airbnb a rare style. Case, I think. Yeah.
But isn't it awkward, I would be interested to see if anyone stay at your house?
It is weird. I would feel like they would murder me
but
in my
really
sleep.
It's really common.
Or you wake up and they're spooning with you and you're like, bro, what the hell is going on right now? Why are you naked in my bed with me? What is happening here? I'm also concerned about that as a visitor. Like, as I'm looking, so you just go to Airbnb and then you say, all right, I'm going to search by the map. And then you say, this is my budget, and you can pick, I want one place with Wi-Fi. I have to have Wi-Fi, you know, whatever. And so then it shows you everything that meets your criteria. So I'm looking at these houses. You click on a house and then it'll show you some pictures of the room. And it's usually just a room. You're renting a room in their home. But then it'll show you like a picture of the person. And then you can go through all the rooms and then it has all of the ratings. And I get to this one, and first of all, there's a lot of, quote, 420 friendly Airbnbs in Portland, as you could imagine. But I get to this one, and this chick looks like the devil. She's got, like, her whole face is pierced, like, just everything.
Welcome to Portland, my friend.
If there was a place to put a piercing on her face, she did it. Nose, lip, cheek, eyebrow,
eyelid.
Ears. Yeah, everything. So, and then she's got like, I'm not lying to you, on her chest, it looks like the devil is tattooed. Because there's like, you can't see the whole thing. Obviously, she's wearing a shirt, but there's like devil horns coming up. I was like,
don't judge a book by its cover.
And
bro.
Then I read the reviews. Everybody's like, oh, it's the cleanest place. And she's so nice. I was like, yeah, until she murders you in your sleep to sacrifice her to the devil.
Hey, you should have gone by the reviews.
But it's weird because you're just like, staying in people's homes, just in their room. Sometimes there might be another Airbnb person that's sharing your bathroom. So it's a shared bathroom.
No, not doing that.
I'm not doing that either.
No, sir.
I'm with you on that part.
No,
bro.
Now, I know a lot of comics that use this, though. Like, a lot of comics that hit the road and at the level that I'm at are using Airbnb. And I asked them about it, and they're like, man, sometimes you get a good one, and it's great. But if you get a bad one, it's terrible. So that's what I'm concerned
about. This does sound kind of weird now.
Yeah. And then, like, there's some places where, like, oh, there's a big dog in the house. Like, I looked at one, and there's literally this Marmaduke-looking-ass dog.
Well, now you're talking.
Like, I'm not staying with Marmaduke on the road. Are you kidding me?
So I don't get that. So part of the deal is that they get a free dog sitter out of the deal, or what?
No, because I ain't going to be there.
That's weird.
I'm not. No, I'm not dog sitting, but... It's just the concept of this is hard for me to wrap my brain around, that you just allow some complete stranger to rent your room. Now here's the catch though, like this. So I've focused on one here. I'll give you the particulars of it. It's called the Magnolia House, and it's the birthday room in the Magnolia House. No idea why. I'm assuming I get cake when I go there. Am I going to wake up in the middle of the night and she's giving me a spanking? I have no idea. Carrie
Better hope it's not cream filling and frosting.
But. Carrie is the name of the lady, and her bio says, I'm a mediator living in Portland. I'm on the tipping point between an extrovert and an introvert. That might be a red flag right there. But then it says, whether as a guest or a host, I like to stop and chat. That's definitely a red flag. Get or give local advice and hope to see you again. But on the other hand, I'm fairly self-sufficient and guest and totally respect your privacy. So the whole chatty thing is it. But then it shows you the room and then it goes through the. But what's weird, and I didn't know this about Airbnb, but when they charge you, so they'll say like, oh, this room right here, this room is $33 a night. And you're like, oh, damn, that's cheap. Of course, you're only getting a room. You're getting a bed and maybe a shared bath. But then it's $40 for a cleaning fee. For the week, for 5 nights, $26 for the service fee, and $54 in occupancy taxes and fees. Oh. So $164 for 5 nights turns into $284 for 5 nights.
Yeah,
that's not. No.
See?
That's back to the hotel I go.
So I'm like, yeah, I might as well yeah. go stay somewhere where.
Plus, you get, you know, you have the risk of being violated by someone.
Yeah, I'm waking up with Carrie.
Checking your oil, like, pushing the doorbell yeah, at no 2 a.m.
Yeah.
Back to the hotel, bro.
See, so I'm in this, I've got this conundrum. The problem is most of the hotels that I would want to stay at, that's not in my budget.
Yeah, they're costly.
Yeah. I mean, most of the places I'm looking at, they're near the club and near the station where I'm going to be doing the remotely doing the show from. A couple $100 a night. I mean, I'm not paying $200 a night. No way. I'll pay like 70, but I'm cheap. So, yeah. But that's the Airbnb thing that I'm looking at. I was curious if
everybody tries to encourage me to use it. I've had at least 3 different friends tell me you should try it. So really? I don't know if that might be a situation where you're getting, you know, taxed because of the area or because so many people use it. But when it gets to that high, like you start wondering, why should I even?
$284, I think, came out to be like $57 a night.
You got to be able to find
that's total.
Some sort of room for around
yeah,
that price.
Yeah, I just don't I like the imagine. Fact that, you know, even when, like I said, when we had the townhouse in Midtown, everybody's like, you should rent out your house during Super Bowl. You can rent it out for a week.
That makes sense.
And
Super
make
Bowl's
a whole lot of money.
Though.
But
dude,
here's
there
what
was
I don't
a,
like.
There was a house in our neighborhood. They rented the whole thing for the week. It was like, I think we talked about it on the show, but it was, I want to say it was 6 figures for yeah. the week.
No. The
it must be a big ass house.
Yeah, I could have rented my townhouse in Midtown for between 10 and 15 grand for the week.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Biggest mistake I made, well, because here's the thing. A lot of people I worked with did that and still left all their belongings in there. I couldn't do that.
No,
I could not sleep. I wouldn't sleep at night thinking all my stuff
my
there.
Drawer,
people are going through my stuff.
Underwear.
If Mm-mm. they're drunk, they're going to be doing.
I can
they're not
assure
gonna,
you no one's sniffing your underwear, Barry.
Man, you get some freaky
but
people
if,
out there.
But Ooh. If my house was like when
never
it was.
Never know.
We had it up for sale. And it was staged.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would have been fine. That was the biggest mistake I made. I should have kept it through Super Bowl and made that extra coin because that
yep.
would have been easy.
Yep.
But it's just I feel weird like the whole B&B concept. I don't want to go in and stay in somebody else's. You know, you open up the nightstand drawer or you turn the light on and look and go whoa hey what's that. I don't want
to. I do. My temptation, though, is to find a 420 friendly one because then at least I know if I wanted to get high that night,
yeah,
I'm probably going to be able to do that.
Yeah.
You're in
they're
Portland.
Either gonna have
I'm
some.
Pretty sure you're going to be able to do that anyway. I'm just letting you know, having lived there. And that was before it was legal. So, all right, we're just getting started. It is the HR&P listener line that we go to when we need you to be a part of the show, 713-780-3776. You can call that number. You can text that number. And, of course, you can reach us via Twitter, which is at Pac-Man Joel with a K, at the producer Nick, and at Barry is funny.
Yeah, listen, too, I want to tell you guys, tonight, Thursday night football, if you're sitting around, you got nothing to do, there's no baseball going on, and you're going to watch the game, hey, why not make that game a little more interesting? Why not make this weekend's games a little more interesting, whether it's baseball or football, maybe you want to bet on some preseason basketball, some horses, whatever it is you want to do, do it with my bookie. They're going to make it fun. They're going to make it interesting. And they're going to make it safe for you. They're going to pay you. It's great working with my bookie. Remember, who you're betting with is more important most times than who you're betting on because you want to get paid. And when you play with my bookie, you get paid. They're safe. They're reliable. They've been in business for years. It's why I recommend them. It's why Fred recommends them. Look, man, it's great. And, you know, they have some of the best and most rewarding player perks in the business, which makes it interesting for you. It makes it fun for you. They've got in-game live betting. And if you're a fantasy guy like me, you can even bet the over-under on fantasy points that a player is going to score in a game. So they got all kinds of stuff for you to do. Super easy to get to. Just go to mybookie.ag to get started. And when you sign up and make your first deposit, they will match it dollar for dollar. That's right. They will match your first deposit dollar for dollar. Just use promo code radio to activate the offer. So again, mybookie.ag, get started. Do that dollar for dollar deposit match by using promo code radio. Have some fun. And when you win, you get paid. You play, you win, you get paid at mybookie.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app. Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Great food, legendary hospitality. Download the app in your iOS or Android app store today.
Get ready for the downloads.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Second segment of the show. First hour of The Usual Suspects. Want to remind you all, we got some special guests today because we like to take care of you, the peeps. You all play fantasy football. You heard Barry talking about playing fantasy football, but we've got our fantasy football expert, Sigmund Bloom. He's going to join us at 2:30.
The guru.
You know the rules of the game. That means if you have a question and you aren't going to be able to call in, text us or tweet us now, and we will get them in an order to rapid fire with Sigmund. But we always tell you, calls prioritized first. Therefore, if you're going to call in, the segment prior to the 2:30 break is the time you need to call so we can stack them and rack them and get you in on the festivities. There you go. And on top of that, a half hour earlier, we know the matchup. We know the Astros are playing the Red Sox. Who better to break it down for us than Jeff Blum? The Blummer is going to be joining us at 2 p.m. to talk American League Championship Series. Why are you chuckling?
I'm sorry. Because our listeners are so funny sometimes, man. Like, sometimes, that you know, you get that 1% that aggravate the crap out of you and you hate them on the text line. Mm-hmm. But, man, I got to just give a shout-out to most of our listeners. 99% of you guys are awesome people, funny. Somebody said, when I talked about the birthday room, mm-hmm. Rex on Twitter said, that's because you're gonna wake up, they're going to put candles in you. That's my fear, Rex. That is totally my fear. John Loring Band on Twitter said, last time I played Fort Worth, I stayed at a Motel 6. Terrible decision. I mean, I've stayed at some nice ones. I'm not going to lie.
Motel 6 is, you can get a nice one.
Yeah, it just depends on how well clean they take it is, care really. Of it, how new it is. And then Dr. Runberg on Twitter said, try Home Away. I've never heard of that. I'm going to have to look that up. I just worry that the more you get away from the mainstream, like Airbnb stuff, the creepier it's going to be, or the worse it's going
to
be.
Here's what you need to do, okay? You need to go find a public storage as close to the club as possible. And you can probably get a storage unit, the smallest one that they
this
offer.
This is already, I already hate whatever advice this is.
It's all, look, it's climate controlled, so therefore you have electricity, there's a bathroom down the hallway, and you have a storage unit. Then you go over to your nearest Marshalls or Bed Bath & Beyond, get yourself a pillow and a sleeping bag or something like that. No. You're all set up.
Isn't there like, I know there's like a residence inn and stuff like that. So it's like $150 for a week.
Yeah, they also do those. What do they call it? There's a business. They call at the hotels. They do business deals or whatever like that.
I'm guessing though, $150 for a week is probably going to be pretty gross.
Yeah, it's going to be a bad situation.
Okay. Danny wants to talk about Airbnb. I'm guessing Danny's either stayed or has been violated by an
or
Airbnb
has violated
before.
Somebody
yeah. or has violated. Danny, what's up?
Hey, man, so talking about the Airbnb, I have one of those where it rents the house. And for the most part, it's really good. You know, people are real respectful of your stuff. They'll even wash your sheets. You know, it's all been a really good experience until this last time. I had this family come through, and I guess they got locked out of the house and decided not to call to get let back in, and they broke the window.
What?
Ooh.
They also got trashed enough to go through the front yard with a dually and left 6-inch ruts in the front yard.
They were at Barry's house last week, too. Yeah.
Dude, that's not
it
good,
was
man.
Nuts. So then I got the cleaning lady come in and do the cleaning. They left bags upon bags of clothes. They left a pipe of a sort, not used for the normal, I guess you could say meth pipes.
Oh, no. Wow. So just not a weed pipe, a meth
pipe? That's what I thought he was saying.
Oh, yeah, no, not a weed pipe, but meth pipes were left out. There was powder on almost every single counter in the house. It was ridiculous. I've never seen anything like it.
Do you report that, Danny?
Oh, I mean, you leave them a bad review, but it's all you can do is just leave them a bad review, I'm guessing, right?
So, like, you report it to them, and you get, like, reimbursements for the destruction of the house, and, like, they tried to fix the front yard themselves, and you get reimbursements for stuff from B&B, but... yeah, I mean, what do? You can't call the cops because they're already gone. Like, what do?
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, dude, appreciate that, Danny. That's
Yeah, I'm never going to do that. I mean, at least I'm never going to rent out my house.
I'm not.
I don't try. I mean, if I didn't live there, if I had a rent house or something like that, yeah, like maybe.
I was going to say, it's one thing, like, to rent, to go someplace and try it. It's another thing to let people try it with your stuff in the house. I just wouldn't feel comfortable with that.
Justin on the text line said, I've had great luck with Airbnb here in the States and in Europe. If you're unsure, search by superhost or entire place. Now, I did do the superhost thing. That's mostly what I did because superhost is like a lot of people stay there. They've got great ratings and they're
but
trusted and verified.
But you must be a super open-minded cat to do Airbnb in Europe. Like,
yeah.
I mean... You're talking about culture clash.
Yeah.
Like, you got to be an open-minded dude. He might be an open-minded dude. I'm not doing Airbnb in
Europe. Are you just using that as a way to say he's something else?
I mean, how do you know?
I'm just asking.
I'm just saying.
How do you not know?
Stay at a local shelter and pose as a homeless man for free. No, I'm not doing that. 210, you idiot.
And let me just tell you.
I'm not going to Portland and posing as a homeless man.
That's what I was getting at. It's one thing to not do that, period, but to do it in Portland, don't do it.
Well, I imagine me and my buddies used to play this game at open mics late at night, hipster or homeless man, and because you can't tell the difference. And I'm guessing in Portland, it's really going to be like that. Like, yeah, I can't tell who's homeless and who's a hipster here.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Barry, didn't you say you have friends in Portland? Take the per diem, stay with your friend, give them half the per diem, and pocket the rest, Josh and Beaumont. It is a strategy I need to consider. I should consider.
You have friends in Portland?
I have one guy that I met when I was in L.A. who's a comic, seemed like a nice dude.
And he said he offered your spot?
No, but that's how comedy works. You just hit up the comics that you meet. Hey, I'm coming into town. You know, can I crash on your couch? And most comics will be like, yeah, no problem. Like, if a comic hit me up and like, hey, man, I'm going to be in town for the week. Depending on who it was, like, if they were weird and I didn't like them, I'm going to say no. But, like, if this dude were to hit me up and be like, hey, dude, I'm going to be in town for a couple of days. Can I just crash on your couch? And I've got extra rooms. I'd be like, yeah, come on by.
Well, that must be something in the comedy world.
It is.
Culture that I don't.
Absolutely is. Yeah. We're friendly like that because most of the comics, the situation that I'm in right now is not unique just to me.
And then you wonder why you get violated.
I've never been violated.
You've told the story before about what happened in, was it Dallas?
Doorbells.
The doorbell ringing and everything.
The Fort Worth lady that shoved her finger
in
my beehole.
Doorbells in the air.
I don't mean to bring it back up, but.
Well, I wasn't staying with her. That was in the lobby when she violated me.
What makes you think that can't happen in somebody's house?
Fair point.
In Portland.
No, listen, if I wake up to a comic violate me, some comic's getting his ass whooped, okay? That's not how it works.
It was just Andy Huggins. This was diabetes and he passed out over you. He didn't mean to fall right on top of you like
that,
bro.
Sorry, I fell on you with my pants off. That's not how diabetes works, Nick. I'm sorry. I don't know what that person told you when it happened, but that's not how diabetes works.
I mean, Huggins looks... I mean, has he ever stayed at your spot?
Yeah. In fact, he's going to be... we're doing a gig at the Woodlands Resort in November. He's going to stay with me. Because it's easier than going down, because he doesn't have a car, so I got to go down and get him. I'm like, nah, you're spending the night, bro. You're just going to stay with me. It's easier. So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but he stayed there before when we did Minneapolis, because we had to get to the airport early. He stayed at the house. That's how it works, man.
I'm just looking out for you.
We're a fraternity.
I'm looking out.
Comedy is a fraternity.
Joel's looking out for you. I'm surprised you don't have better tips for your boy Barry, considering you lived in Portland.
I'm surprised he hasn't offered, like, hey, you want me to call one of my friends and see if you can stay with him?
I'm not
like,
stupid.
Where's dad at?
I'm not stupid. I'm trying to help.
Where's dad at? I would totally let you stay with one of my friends in another state.
You heard what Danny said about what happened when he let someone into his house the last time?
You think I'm going to screw over your friend?
Oh, my friends are going to be like, what the hell are you sent in my way? I'm like, yeah, well.
Excuse me?
he just called you a
weirdo.
Yeah, basically.
Not today,
Satan. I do that every day. You do the same thing to me.
Can't be trusted, Barry. That's what Joel says.
I see where I stand now.
Are you arguing with me,
you
Nicholas?
Think I'm cleaner than both of you two combined, and you're going to tell me.
Oh, my God.
Here we go.
Please.
Listen.
Don't even try it.
Don't even go down that road.
Listen.
Just because you're a germaphobe doesn't mean you're clean.
That's
right,
correct.
I mean, it kind of does.
I don't know.
Okay. Take a read.
Thanks, boss. Hey, we'll continue with more of the show in just mere moments. But right now, I'll tell you about those Houston Rockets. Preseason's almost over, gang. That means the regular season is right around the corner. And you know how the Rockets like to do it. When the season's getting ready to start, they do launch week. And all you got to do is log on to Rockets.com and see all the details. Every day, there's something going on. There's Rockets Fan Fest coming up on Sunday at the Kima Boardwalk. There's a Toyota drive-up car decal giveaway on Monday. The team shop has their season opening on Tuesday, where there's going to be an autograph session with a player and debuting all the new merchandise for the year. Then, of course, the home opener, which is coming up against the Pelicans on Wednesday night. So you can be all in tune with that. And then from there, there's other things going on, like a Rockets Papa Shot contest and a viewing party for that Saturday night game in Los Angeles, and all other things going on, including ticket opportunities. So check out Rockets.com, and you can find out how you can keep in tune with everything going on during launch week and also get yourself some tickets, whether you get tickets for one game, a package of games, or a season ticket package. 713-627-DUNK is always available, but get to Rockets.com and get ready. Launch week is coming up starting Sunday.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, we're back for the second half hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, Nick, Barry, Joel. I second what Barry said about we have some fantastic listeners, and they make us chuckle a lot. And then we have some toolboxes that we could do without. But for the most part, the good ones outnumber the bad ones, and you guys got some pretty hilarious texts and tweets going on today.
Indeed. Somebody said Nick's uncle must be diabetic.
Look, I know why you said that, but here's the deal. I was at my dad's shop one time.
Show us on the doll where your uncle touched you.
No, there was a customer that was waiting for an oil change, and her diabetes went like really, really low. And then she just passed out over the customer that was sitting next to her. Yeah. I swear, this is a true story. At first, I thought she fell asleep. I didn't know what happened. And then the customer, and I thought she knew the customer she was kind of laying on, but then the guy was like, bro, you want to do something about this customer? She's passed out on top of me. And then we realized later it was her diabetes. That's the reason why I thought, you know, maybe Andy Huggins fell on top of you naked. I don't know. First of all,
Andy doesn't have diabetes, okay?
He looks like he has diabetes.
He's old, Nick. One day you're going to be old and look like you have diabetes.
Old people look like they have diabetes.
Yeah. You know what?
Nick's just assuming the unwritten rule of comedy.
Guess who has more hair?
Ooh.
Who does?
Andy!
No, if I grew it out, I bet you I can compete.
Bro,
I could compete.
No.
I could totally compete.
I've seen the stubble on your head. It looks like my beard.
Nope.
It's sad.
Nope.
It's sad.
Nope.
It looks like your lawn. It's got brown patch and bare spot.
Shrubs.
Some of it's dead, but some of it's not. Yeah, I've seen.
Mulch.
I've seen you when you don't get your hair shaved.
Unfair picture you're painting here.
Oh, damn.
Not
Why
true,
do you wear
sir?
A hat every day?
Because I like the bald look more.
Uh-huh.
But yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah, you leave Andy Huggins alone. He's a national treasure.
Talk sports or something.
By the way, this tweet from All Texting, No Tweeting, what kind of a weirdo saves a picture of another dude on his laptop?
What are you talking about?
This one he sent out of me. He's like, oh, I see why you wouldn't let him stay with your friend. Okay, it's funny, but why are you saving pictures of me on your laptop? All
you're
texting, no tweeting.
That. All he's got to do is go back and get
it's
it
weird.
In tweet in a previous.
But
tweet.
Still, you took the time to either save it as a bookmark or something to go back and get it.
Barry.
That's creepy.
Barry.
Don't be creepy.
Barry.
That's all I'm asking.
He's not the only one. I called out Eric Resendez this weekend for being a stalker because he said he was looking at music videos and, oh, it just happened to pop up a Barry Labanek video on comedy. Did it pop up, Eric, or are you stalking him? I mean, let's be honest. Because that's weird. That's not just like I can go back in Barry's timeline and grab a picture.
Right.
That's flat weird.
I don't know who this is. If your last number is 1841, can you just call? That's a lot of words to read. Like a lot. I love you.
Yeah, Hemingway. For... Holy cow.
You saw it?
Yeah, I just looked over your shoulder. I was like, what are you talking about? Good Lord, it's like it's three paragraphs.
Yeah. All right. Let's talk some sportsies.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Where do you want to start?
You pick it. You're the driver.
We got baseball coming up, but we got a football game tonight. We got Giants and Eagles. Are you going to watch?
Yeah, I'll probably watch just because there's nothing else on. I got to be honest with you, though. I was looking at doing the picks for AJ and all that, and this was one of those games I was looking at thinking, your first inclination is to go, oh, no-brainer, Eagles. But then you think about the fact that neither one of them have had a lot of success running the ball, but Saquon Barkley is starting to take off a little bit. They're capable of it. If him and Odell Beckham Jr. kind of get things going, they can make Manning look a lot better. They've made some changes to the offensive line. Well, maybe they're going to be better.
But the biggest thing is if you believe what OBJ is selling, which is that since he had his little critique of Eli Manning and the team and the locker room had the issue with it, that they're a focused team. And that they're playing at a different level. And look what they did against Carolina. They needed a 63-yard field goal to beat them. And no one going into that game thought they had a chance.
Yeah, I don't know. It's one of those things where, so you've got the Giants and you don't trust them. You see where they have some, they've got talent and they're maybe if they turn it around. But at the same time, then you think about the fact that at some point, are the Eagles going to get right?
Well, and then you lose a Jaye for the year.
Yeah, that there's
so
that.
That doesn't help.
But you keep expecting the Eagles to bounce back, and when is that week going to happen? And
yep.
I don't know, man. This is a tough game to pick. I was looking at their plus minuses. The Eagles are a minus -0.2 in points. They're
what's
scoring
the spread tonight?
They're scoring 20.8 points a game and giving up. Or excuse me, they're scoring 20.6, giving up 20.8 a game. Giants are scoring 20, giving up 25.5. So
what's the spread?
Well, last time I checked, hold on, I'll tell you here.
Because here's the thing. When I look at this, I'm like, there's enough talent on the Giants. Their offensive line isn't great, but their skill positions, they have talent. You just don't know when they're going to show up and if Eli can get them the ball. On the flip side, Carson Wentz is still trying to get healthy. You lose a Jaye, so your running game is weakened. Your receivers have been dinged up. Your defense hasn't looked anything but a shell of what it was when you won the Super Bowl. And their offensive line, which is supposed to be really good, has been less than stellar. So which are you siding with more? The Giants trying to get it right, but they have talent at the skill positions, and they haven't really maxed out on what they have yet? Or an Eagles team that's underachieving the whole year and fighting through injuries and looking like instead of getting better, they're getting worse?
And I was looking like defensively very similar as far as what they're giving up. Yardage wise per game, Eagles only giving up 20 points a game, roughly. Like I said, but Giants giving up 25. That might be the difference right there because they're both scoring about the same. They're both scoring about 20 points a game on average. So the spread, to answer your question, the spread is 2. The Giants are at home and they're a dog.
God, it's only 2.
Yeah, and that's why I say when you first, if you just said Giants Eagles, who you got? You probably
Philly.
Most people are like Philly. But then when you start diving into it a little bit. Dude, I mean, honestly, when I went through and did all of my picks for the week, because I go through and I'll pick every game and based on the spread and some other things, I'm taking the Giants on the points.
Were you looking at the Vegas?
Vegas odds, yeah. Okay. Vegas Insider
just,
odds.
Just asking. Yeah.
At 2. I think I'll take the Giants and the 2 points because you just don't. I mean, dude, Saquon Barkley could go off. OBJ could go off. The Eagles defense isn't great. I mean, the Giants defense
isn't
great.
Giants secondary is pretty damn good.
It's weird, but the cautionary tale here is At any point, those Eagles could be the Super Bowl Eagles that we saw, even without Jay Ajayi, because they didn't have Jay Ajayi last year.
Well, they have talent. There's no doubt about it. But like I said, Landon Collins and those guys in the secondary, and you know they're better than average, right? So they can really watch the Eagles receivers, which is their strong suit, because their running game is very much questionable now that Ajayi is on the shelf.
Yep.
And the Giants defensive front can stop the run at least adequately enough to where defensively they should be okay. So it's like, who's going to get right first?
Plus, their backs are against the wall. Divisional game, they're 1-4. Giants really, really need this win, like, bad.
Home game for the Giants. I was looking at the head-to-heads. The last three meetings, Eagles have won all three. They won both last year. It shouldn't be this hard to pick this game.
I'm taking Philly simply because if they lose this one, they're in real trouble.
Yeah, well, so are the Giants.
But the Giants, I've already written them off.
Okay.
I think the Eagles are still a playoff team. So, therefore, I think that in itself is motivation that they'll get right before the Giants. They'll find a way to win this game.
Okay.
That's my opinion.
So, you're taking the Eagles and giving the 2 points.
Correct.
Okay. Nick, you got any?
I'm taking the Eagles, too.
Are you?
Yeah,
you guys just not believers in the Giants, huh? Y'all calling me idiots? Is that what you're doing?
No, I'm just saying.
Well, without calling you one, I mean, you can read between the lines.
I was looking at rushing yards a game. Giants, 75.6 yards a game. That's bad.
Yeah, yeah. He's getting a lot of credit because of Saquon Barkley. Big runs, but he catches a lot of balls out of the backfield. So his total yards per game are good.
Yeah.
But it's not all on the ground. So,
but it'll be interesting. Eagles averaging 110.8, but now without Jay Ajayi, what are they going to be able to do too? So,
now who's your favorite?
It's interesting. I will say this though. I think the game's going to suck.
Probably is.
I don't think it's going to be an exciting game. Probably going to be pretty boring. They're going to focus a lot on OBJ and his off the field antics and Saquon Barkley's thighs. But that's probably going to be about it.
But we're going to hear a lot about that, aren't we?
Yeah, they talk about his thighs and they make
it
weird.
It is weird.
Maybe Manning being a step slower. And
well, that's the big thing, too. They're going to focus and blow it up even more than it's already been blown up, this whole OBJ criticizing Eli and the offense and the play calling in the locker room and how it's affected everything. That'll be a big story, too.
At what point will they make the comparison between the Giants locker room and the Steelers locker room? Do you think that happens?
Oh, it's a good call. I think it definitely happens. Yeah,
because
they're the two biggest stories when it's off the field.
Yeah. Did you see this?
Yeah, let's see your favorite authors on hold. Yeah,
let's get this call real quick. So Ernest Hemingway, who you
he may be still screening it, but
no, I coined him as Ernest Hemingway. If this is the
texter
that wrote us a book.
Yeah, I can't patch him in yet.
Oh,
all right. So we'll wait. We'll get to Ernest Hemingway out of the break. You can't wait to have a world class author on your hands or on your airwaves.
Hey, by the way, did you bring your stuff, Nick?
I did not, man. I'm gonna back out like an absolute wuss.
You smell that? It smells like chicken in here. God. Are you you scared to work out? You scared to get in shape?
A little.
I told you I'm not going to make fun of you.
I'm afraid of you documenting anything.
Never would I do that.
At Vortex.
Dude, I told you last week that at one point my foot flew off the pedal 4 separate times, and your shoes are locked in. They're not supposed. That's how squirrely I got on this bike. You're not supposed to have your feet come off the pedals 4 times. Did you bring your clothes, Joel, to work out? So I'm going to Vortex today by myself.
It's my crew. Spot.
My crew, my guys, my pals. Whoa. Y'all aren't going with me.
Well, you're padding those stats a little bit there, Chief.
Not today, Satan. Listen, you guys.
I'm just telling you.
You guys, you got to come work out with me. And listen, if you're listening.
That's being isolated.
If you can hear my voice, come hang out with me at Vortex today, 1707 West Gray. I'm going to be there for the 545 ride class. We're going to have a good time. We're going to get in shape. Dude, I can't tell you guys. When I tell you that it's fun, it's beyond fun because you get in there, you start working out. It's exhausting. It's a great workout. But at the same time, when you leave that class, you're going to be smiling from ear to ear as I was with Jordan. We were like, man, that was grueling. That was difficult. But how badass and how fun was that? It's a great workout. And they've got what I love about Vortex is it's Houston's first and only multi-sensory indoor cycling and boxing studio. So they've got the ride classes. They've got the rumble classes. They've got the refuel station at the end. I had a smoothie on Tuesday when I left the boxing class. It actually helps on the way home. Cools you off. Makes you feel better. Dude, they thought of everything there. They've got USB ports in the locker rooms to charge your phones inside of your locker so that if you're going, say you take a morning class, you got to hit the road for business afterwards. Good to go. No problem with your cell phone. It's luxurious. It's nice. I told the other day we were talking about it. I was telling you guys about the cold towels they have waiting for you after each workout. So it's luxurious, but it's affordable. You can get a class for $25. You want to come ride with me today? $25 to take a ride class today. You can get a $40 special, unlimited walk-in classes for 1 week for $40. And then once you sign up, you get an unlimited monthly Rumble or Ride membership for $195. Morning classes, night classes. They're also the only studio in Houston with three rows of bikes, 48 bikes in total. The boxing classes is awesome. Trey, an Olympic boxer, who I want to get on the show one day just to talk boxing because he's done it all just about. But he teaches a great class. You have a lot of fun there. Above all else, you're going to get in great shape. So check it out. 1707 West Gray, VortexTexas.com online. Call them 281-501-3094. VortexTexas.com. Tell them Barry sent you.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back! Hour number one, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Always appreciate you guys taking us along for the ride. It's a Thursday, and we're going to have Jeff Blum. Jeez, I got Sigmund Blum and Jeff Blum. We get
Sigmund Blum, Jeff Blum, whatever.
Yeah. Six of one, half a dozen of another. The Blummer. Jeff Blum will join us at 2 o'clock to preview Astros Red Sox and talk about the beating of the Indians that the Astros just put in the division series down. And then, of course, Sigmund Blum, our fantasy football expert, will be at 2:30. You know the rules if you don't. Well, here they are one more time. If you want to get your question ahead of time, text it or tweet us, and we'll line them up. But if you follow the show at all, you know phone calls are priority. So call at about 2:27, and we'll line them up and get them out for Sigmund Blum. Before we went to break, we were talking about the fact that Ernest Hemingway was on hold.
Because of a long text.
He, the author of the longest text in recorded history on The Usual Suspects. So Barry told him to call in, and he's calling in. Ernie, what's up?
That isn't from the dead, and, you know, I've written A Farewell to Arms and The Old Man in the Sea, and, well, I thought I wanted to, you know, the longest text in the recorded history of y'all's show. And
well done, well, Ernie. I have some, mission accomplished.
You've won.
What do I get?
you get to be accepted on The Usual Suspects as caller number one. Go ahead.
Hey, I got some tips for Airbnb. It's a great experience. I did it through Europe, stayed with all my babes, had a great experience in Budapest, did that. But the number one, and I think some of your callers mentioned on it, always if you do Airbnb, remember where your keys are, because I lock myself out in Budapest in my shorts in the morning, and I almost broke some glass to get the key back, to basically get back in the room, but I was going to pay for the window to get fixed, but that, on other tips and stuff, with the 5-star and 4-star, you're almost always best off to do the 4-star with 80 reviews. You know what you're getting. If you wind up doing a 5-star with like 2 reviews, you don't necessarily know. The weird stuff might happen on that 5-star 2 review. Now, if you're willing to take a chance, you might get a better deal at the 5-star 2 review over the established 4-star. Y'all were talking about the cleaning fee and stuff. Yeah, there is a cleaning fee on it, but you think about it as transparency. When you pay it for a hotel for $70 at night, that's established in the $75 at night. You just don't necessarily see that cleaning fee. And, lastly, you're talking about possibly a 420 friendly, rooms and stuff. If you want to learn about cultures and stuff, maybe talk to the owner. If they're, 420 friendly, you might be able to smoke a bowl with them. And they might be able to even get you the goods. You don't have to worry about the pressures of having to go to a foreign city to find your stuff. And
we're breaking up, so we're cutting up. Buddy.
All right, Ernie, appreciate the call.
Yeah.
Good luck with Bert.
I thought he worked for Airbnb, but then the way he said smoke a ball, I was like, no, he didn't work for Airbnb.
Is it possible, that he got more words out when he called than he wrote? It was close.
I do kind of agree with him on the five-star, four-star, like lower reviews on the five-star. Right. I agree with him in that.
Well, I don't know why he brought that up. Yeah, I learned that lesson on Amazon. You don't buy the product that has 2 5-star reviews.
Right.
You buy the one that's 4.3 exactly. with 2,000.
That makes sense. Yeah. Yeah.
But other good tips in there. Yeah. Yeah. Specifically, keep your keys with you.
Ernie, don't thanks
be
for the call.
Locked out in your drawers.
So apparently breaking of the glass is common because people forget their keys.
Yep. My show, I'm glad you guys asked. It went good last night. Thanks.
Oh, yeah. But that was kind of a last-minute thing. It wasn't really highly promoted.
I mean, it was well-attended, so the promotion went just fine.
I'm talking about by you on this program.
I mean, it was on all of my social media for a week. You know, I try not to overdo it on this program with my shows. Hmm. Why did you?
I'm just saying, I didn't know until Tuesday or until yesterday.
I agree with you.
That's all
I'm
saying.
Until you put it in a note for us, I didn't realize you had a show.
By the way, I put in an order for my hoodie.
Yeah?
From your website.
Uh-huh.
I want it.
You want it now?
I want it now. Where is it?
Did you pay for the rush shipping?
I did. No, I didn't.
No, well, then you ain't going to get it now.
How long is it going to take?
So it's weird because the way it works, since I'm using Teespring, like I said, I would leave them up through November, which I'm thinking about just putting everything up for permanent and just saying forget it. Just go buy it when you want to buy it.
Okay.
I thought I was trying to make it exclusive so people had something they could be, you know, oh, look, not everybody has one. But I just keep getting hit up over and over for the T-shirts. But basically, the way Teespring used to work is it was a campaign. So you say, all right, I'm going to sell this hoodie. And it's going to be available for 2 weeks. And if I sell 10 of them, then we've got a thing and everybody can buy it. Well, they changed that now. You don't have to have a minimum. So you just, whatever you sell. That's why I was like, if I can get a couple people to buy it, I'll do it. But it's still done by a campaign, but it can be a continuous campaign. So every 3 days, the campaign ends and starts over. And I did it that way so that they don't print until the campaign is over. So whatever it said on that, when you bought it, it'll say like, oh, there's 2 days, 1 hour and 1 minute left. That's when it'll print.
I don't even remember what he said. To be honest with you,
they'll print it and ship it to you after the campaign's over.
Cool deal.
So I appreciate you getting one.
You should definitely check it out.
I'm gonna get one.
Everybody.
Yeah. I forget what it's. I think I don't know. Go to my Twitter or Instagram. It's on there somewhere. If you want one.
Cow.
Yeah.
Lance is making sure that you stay in business.
Lance loves it, man.
Yeah, he does.
I'm much appreciated. Yeah.
Definitely.
So I think I'm going to just throw it all up there because I keep getting people asking me for the T-shirts and stuff. So I'll make it easy for everybody.
Well, if there's not a future in comedy for you, there's a future for your T-shirt.
I used to have a T-shirt company.
Well, you should get another one.
Nah, it's too much. I mean, Teespring does make it easier.
A couple pop-up shops.
No, Teespring does make it easier. If I brought back a couple of my old, like I had one with Esther from Good Times, and it just said damn, damn, damn on it.
Oh, the Matt Thomas show.
No. This was before Matt Thomas.
He uses it all the time.
Does he?
That sounds no. Light.
Actually, yeah. I had given one to Lance back when I was a listener of his. Yeah, I gave him one of those shirts. So,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, Blummer up next, right?
Yep, Jeff Blum coming up next to talk a little Astros Red Sox as we get ready to preview the American League Championship Series. If you guys got questions, you can fire them at us and we can see if we can get them in there as well. But Blummer, a friend of the show, always good to have him on. And again, reminder, 2:30, Sigmund Bloom, he's going to be talking fantasy football. And you know, Barry likes to blow and go with that segment. So if you have a question and you cannot call in, then get the question to us via text or Twitter. But the best case for you to make sure you get your question answered is to make sure you call in, and that'll be about 2:27 when we tell you that's when the lines will open up. So we've got much more coming around the corner, including Jeff Blum coming up next. But right now, I do want to tell you about Gallery Furniture. You know Mattress Mack is such a staple of this community. You know he always likes to help out the people of Houston when there's times of need, and sometimes you just need new furniture, and you're trying to think about where you should go and what you should get. Well, just go to Gallery Furniture. It's convenient. There's 3 locations across town. There's Grand Parkway between Katy and Sugarland. There's downtown in the Galleria area. Across from Dillard's on Post Oak, and there's also the mainstay I-45 North, exit Tidwell Parker both ways. Regardless of which of the 3 locations you choose, you get the same unbelievable customer service. You get treated like a king or a queen when you come in there. They're going to make sure that they ask, what are you looking for? What's your price range? What kind of, do you have contemporary furniture, early American? And realize all their furniture is American-made solid wood, going to last a long time, from brands like Stickley, Tempur-Pedic, Stearns & Foster. And the fact of the matter is they're going to do everything that they can to make sure that you always come back to Gallery Furniture. Their customer service on top of this world. You buy today, you get it tonight. There's no back order slips. So when you buy it, you will get it within 3 to 4 hours of your purchase time at your front door. They'll take away furniture you don't want anymore. They'll rearrange furniture when they deliver the new stuff. And the finance department is great in working with you to arrange a payment plan. And the most important thing that Gallery's going to do over and over again is the most important thing to you. And that is, Gallery really will save you money.
ESPN 97.5.